And so ends one of history's great grand finals. Collingwood take the final step on the stairway to premiership heaven.
G'day lads, welcome to the Weekly Barrel, the podcast made by the fans, for the fans, for our first properly video recorded episode. I'm sitting here with Jamie Brooker, Ethan Lawrence and Josh Kempen. Boys, do you just want to give a quick intro to yourselves? Jamie, mate, how are you? That's all right, mate. That's all right. Josh, how you going, mate?
Oh, I'm all right, mate. Just for remembering footies even back
on. I know, it's crazy to think. And what team do you support, just for all the new viewers out there, mate?
The West Coast Eagles.
Having a good time, aren't they, mate?
Lovely time.
What about you, Ethan? Who do you support?
I go for the Bombers. I'll comment all episode from these fellas, but I'm here to fly the flag.
Jamie, do you want to give that one more go, mate? Who do you support,
mate, over there? Doggies fan, Matt.
Yeah, shocking. Three shocking clubs I'm surrounded by.
What team do you go for, Rob?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious given the t-shirt here in mint condition. This is a celebration episode for me as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, let's get right into it, boys. So 2023 grand final recap. Look, I think there's a lot that has been said about this game. And I'm going to throw it straight to you guys because you're probably sick of Collingwood supporters talking about it. I want to ask you the most controversial part of the whole game. The advantage call at the end. Do you think it was fair that advantage was called, or do you think that it should have been recalled? Maybe I will pass straight over to Jamie. Thoughts on that, mate?
Yeah, Matt, I think it was a bit of a shocking call, to be honest, mate. I think advantage should not have been paid.
Why is that?
I don't think there's advantage in the play, watching it back.
Well, I guess I'm not as specifically across the rules, but it seems like the argument against is that, because they didn't hear the umpire, then it should have been called back. But how often do you hear an advantage call paid back because players can't hear it? Has that ever happened?
Well, no, but it wasn't because he couldn't hear the advantage call, it was because he couldn't hear the whistle for the free kick.
And he didn't get fair.
Yeah, so he didn't even know that there was a free kick.
He was also like facing away from their attacking goals. Like, I'm not really sure how that's an advantage position.
But how often can any of you recall a time when an advantage has been called back because they didn't get an advantage from the kick?
They shouldn't have had advantage.
No, umpires have 100% corrected themselves before. I mean, I don't know a specific minute of a game, but I've 100% seen them correct themselves.
I just like to see somebody in the media.
They just shouldn't have had advantage.
I guess perhaps, but I still think though, how often is it that an umpire will like reverse a decision? It like never happens.
No, I'm not asking you to reverse it, I'm just saying why.
But technically he would be reversing it because he called advantage.
But the free kicks are on call, he shouldn't have called it.
But the commentary angle afterwards was like, did Brisbane know that was advantage there? So if they did know that there was advantage there,
I don't think they knew. Like, it can't have been too much of a bad thing because, like, you never expected to have the free kicks. We just played on thinking it was a contested kick. Also, like, I wish it was just to, because we'll never know what could have happened. But, like, 2 minutes to go in the grand final, less than a minute to go in the grand final, they're never going to pay that anyway. So the whistle's away. So it wouldn't have been paid if it was Collingwood's way, if it was anyone's way. It was very loud, and it's meant to be a neutral venue. It was not a neutral venue, so...
Well, I'm glad we... True.
So, Collingwood just drowned out all the supporters, but it was meant to be a neutral venue, but it's...
So, can I ask you, why should it be a neutral venue when we finished on top of the ladder?
Because that's what the AFL rules is.
Who finished higher in 2018?
We're not talking about 2018, yeah. But I'm asking, though...
She's got precedent.
We've got to change the name to Victorian League if it's going to
be down. Look, for you guys that say we should actually play the grand final at the home team's ground, isn't it technically fair?
No, I think it should be at the MCG because it's like the biggest stadium. You can fit way more people there than the Gabba, but Collingwood shouldn't just flood the joint. It's fair enough.
We didn't flood the joint.
They did it the week before against UDS. That's fine. It was a home game for the Pies, but...
And the grand final was our home game. And to be completely honest...
you get to wear your black shorts, that's about it.
Like, to be completely honest as well, I would say probably 40%. Maybe this is a hot take, but I reckon 40% of the crowd are potentially neutrals at a grand final.
40%? No way.
Yeah, that's, that's a different problem with grand final.
I know.
But I reckon max 20%.
How many people can fit inside the MCC?
I reckon it could be 40.
The MCC is not necessarily neutral.
But I reckon, I would say 80% of MCC is neutral.
But it's not just MCC.
What do you mean? Oh, in terms of seating allocations. Yeah, that's true. But as in, as an idea to start from, how what percentage of the 100K is neutral? Because I mean, I felt like I could definitely notice being there at the grand final, there's so many blue shirts, especially in that MCC section, and the crowd noise just isn't the same. I reckon
MCC,
28 out of
MCC, though, they might not wear the club jersey just because they have to wear the college shirt.
Oh, but you can wear your Guernsey over the top. And if you're a true fan, are you going to turn up to MCC
That's a different
wearing,
argument.
Are you going to turn up to MCC wearing a blue shirt if your team is in a grand final? Because I would argue you're not a true fan if you don't turn up wearing a Guernsey on grand final day. Or some kind of club... something. If you just turn up neutral clothes.
You've
got to
pick one of the teams if you've got a ticket. Because I've got to think, Essendon's never going to be so I'd love to go one day if I had the opportunity. I'd support Brisbane or any team.
No, I'm saying a neutral fan, they're already a neutral, but if you are an actual supporter of your club, you will wear something of an item of clothing.
Yeah, definitely.
My dad doesn't wear any merchandise.
I mean, I guess you could probably say, people could probably look at that and say, oh, well, Peter Dacos doesn't even wear a Collingwood scarf. And I guess he doesn't, but I still think for majority of people, maybe old men are excluded from
this. I reckon a lot of people grow out of wearing their club merchandise.
Why is that?
And it could be even the more supporter you are, the less merchandise you actually wear.
you're not compensating.
Because you're not compensating. You're not trying to prove to people you support a team. You're just going to enjoy it.
Isn't part of going to watch your team supporting them, and isn't part of supporting them wearing something to show your support?
I mean, not to everyone.
Guess that's a philosophical question. I just have less respect. I'm going to say I have less respect for people that turn up not wearing anything. I do. I'm not just saying this to put out hot takes. I'm being 100% serious. Mate, if you ask me this any time, any conversation, I would say it, man.
Does
it matter, though?
Who cares?
I barely wear
something. Look, if I just see someone turn up in neutral, I'd probably respect you less for that.
Okay. Fair enough. Man. That's your choice.
Maybe that's enough take for me, I don't know. Anyway, I think we can all agree that Collingwood are deserving premiers from last year, and it was a great grand final. Is it up there as the best grand final of all time?
Is it
in the... Would you think so?
In our lifetime. Maybe not of all time, but in our, 24 years of watching grand finals, it's up there.
I would say so. Anyone opposed to that?
It was a good game. I've only watched it once, but yeah, it was a good game.
We could discuss the commentary, but I would go into rant mode. Unfortunately, I think the commentary potentially lowers it. I mean, people say the spectacle speaks for itself, but you turn on the channel, you turn on the Channel 7 replay, and it just lowers the whole game. It takes away from the game, in my opinion. But that's a whole other kettle of fish. Moving on. Calm the pies. We'll just say that because I wanted to celebrate a bit of the grand final. But moving on. Let's go into the off season. So I guess let's just briefly touch on. Do you guys think, how are you feeling about all this concussion stuff? And I guess, are any of you worried that it's going to get to a point where they're maybe taking away parts of the game that are fundamental parts of the game, like tackling, smothering, etc., etc.?
I don't think it'll change just yet. There have been changes, and if you compare this game now to the 80s, like, it's changed so much. Like, back in the day, in the 80s, melees were synonymous with footy, but not anymore. So it'll be a gradual thing so that we don't get too up in arms about it. But I think it is generally for the better. But I think things like if they're unsafe, like tackling, bumping, smothering, there still is a place for all that. But I guess it's all outcome based though.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're Braden Maynard.
Oh, don't know.
Or Patrick Cripps. Fairness.
How about the one on the weekend, though?
Yeah, that's
cop 7 weeks for it, so.
No one can excuse that.
Yeah.
Even he couldn't.
The practice match as well.
I mean, yeah. I think we all agree that that's wrong, but what would you guys think about the recommendation that I think some medical people have been saying that you shouldn't have contact training?
Well, that just doesn't... That means it'll cause more injuries.
That's what they said. Yeah, that's what people are saying, but at the same time...
People will do it anyway. You ban something, creates a black market. People will just kill it elsewhere.
That just won't fly. I don't think that'll work.
A sports scientist told Benny Favola, oh, you can't be on your legs for that long. You can't have 100 shots every training session. So he just went to the local park and did it himself. So, like, you ban something, people will do it anyway. Like, they'll just find another way. I don't think you can ban contact training.
That being said, though, apparently there was some... They've done this in the US with NFL teams, and they found that NFL teams that lowered their training intensity, so, like, less contact, actually perform better on the field, which is...
How much intensity is there in NFL anyway? So much standing around. I don't think you can...
That's an orange. Like,
you cannot compare.
That's right, mate. I actually agree with that. we just... completely isolated anyone from America who is watching, but if there is anyone. Yeah, mate, big Sav Rocker, mate.
Mason Cox's brother might be listening.
Yeah, Nolan, the big man.
Yeah.
But moving on, so Melbourne Football Club. Can I just say.
Are you just glad it's not Collingwood having the off season from Mel for once? There's been not one issue. Tell you who needs a raise, the Collingwood PR manager. They have been spotless.
I would say Collingwood has never done anything as bad as what Melbourne have done now.
What?
The Do Better Report?
What have Melbourne done?
We're talking about more on the illicit drug front, I guess.
Oh, the Rat Pack?
Yeah, but none of them were dealing cocaine.
Lockie Keith and...
Maybe they weren't caught.
Hesse, have you read... Because wasn't he done for dealing cocaine because he sold it to like two mates?
No, I haven't read the specifics. I thought he was selling it to teammates.
Yeah, but that's kind of different to being in a big drug trafficking ring.
Yeah, but
which is what you're making it out to be.
Yeah, it's really not like that.
So do you
that's
think,
a lot different. Well, a lot of people, man,
yeah.
I definitely know people who've sold drugs to their friends.
But do you... It's not done. It's a good thing we don't lie, mate. Do you think that this is happening at every club?
Yes.
Probably,
but
yeah.
The PR managers are just good at... Controlling
is what people don't do the night before a drug test. Like,
yeah, that was pretty spot.
But like, look at the young men like our age group in society. Like, yeah, we all know people, and AFL will be no different. It's just a cross section of society.
Do you think that they should have as much scrutiny as they do? Because I think some former Swans player came out and said that everyone's just does coke anyway, so they shouldn't have as much consequences.
Just the role modelling of it is why
they
get...
In the day though, it's Joel Smith's life and it's his health at the end of the day. If he wants to drink a heap or consume whatever substance, it's his health at the end of the day. Like, he probably won't go on to play 300 games. That's his choice, you know? Like,
because
he can do what he wants. Like, Bailey Smith can do what he wants, you know?
But surely...
It's his decision, it's his health.
Like, but, I mean, it's technically... Surely we'd agree it's not... performance enhancing, and like maybe if you did a few lines,
well, it is acutely.
If you did it before a game, 100%.
Yeah, if you did it before a game, but I mean, that's the thing. They've found traces. They can ascertain from that he wasn't doing lines at half time. So should he be banned for 2 years?
In my opinion, no. But it depends on what your stance on drugs is.
I think 2 years is too stiff. But
why is he banned for 2 years?
Because
that's what he got.
It's under ASADA if you have an illicit substance.
Well, that's more than Essendon copped, and they did actual performance enhancing drugs.
I thought it had
so.
To be performance enhancing.
That's true.
Yeah, like literally, that's me saying that. Like,
I think it technically comes under performance
enhancing. Wasn't the Lockie Keith one?
Yeah.
Wasn't the Lockie Keith one there was traces of actual performance enhancing and you just
unlucky? That was 1 year.
Nah, that was longer, I'm pretty sure. That was 2 years ago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was like, he got unlucky because it was stuff in the cocaine.
That's correct, actually.
So why
it was clenbuterol.
Yeah, so why is... Did they find something in
I that? Think the difference with Lockie Keith was that was recorded in the off-season drug testing, whereas Joel Smith is during the season.
So you're not allowed to illicit drugs in the season?
I think
it's illegal anytime,
Jamie. 2 years, though. For 2 years.
I think possibly cocaine is seen as performance enhancing in
season.
Oh, in season.
But not in off season.
Well, they're a bit spud then.
Off season, just a club then.
Yeah, I could be wrong.
No, maybe he's got actual issues and he needs substance to escape.
Don't we all, mate? Doesn't mean I'm going out and doing lines with all the lads, mate. But
other coping strategies. I don't know. Like, we haven't heard his side. He hasn't spoken yet. That's true. Why? Because if he did speak, he would be torn apart by the media. But we haven't heard his side yet.
It would be interesting.
And his lawyers probably told him to be.
I don't think he'll ever really speak. Not for a while, at least.
Yeah. All right, well, moving on from all of that, boys. I reckon let's just go super quickly into... I want to hear from you, from your teams, what is the pass mark in 2024 for your team? I'm going to start with Josh. What is the pass mark for the West Coast Eagles in 2024?
Okay, so I've got two different answers to this. I think the aim for the Eagles is get out of the bottom four. I don't think that's necessarily the pass mark. I think that's the aim. I think a pass mark is 5 wins. Because we've had four wins in 2 seasons. 4 wins in 2 seasons.
That's pretty good.
So 5 wins in 1 season would be a significant improvement.
Do you think...
Well, Simo made it at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Huh?
Simo, the coach, Adam Simpson.
If we get less than 5 wins, even if we don't sack him, I think he'll leave.
Do you think... he should be there now, or would you like to see a new coach?
I don't think Simo's the issue.
What is the issue? Is it injuries?
We don't have any good players.
The list management
is terrible. Also, we want to see a lot of improvement from our youngsters.
I mean,
for the rising star, that's my tip.
I think they've constantly had an attitude of poor me rather than what can we do with our situation, and that's contributed to it. Would you agree with that?
That's North Melbourne. I think you've been like, and West Coast will rise faster than North has.
I mean, I guess, but we did also have, like, statistically the worst injury lists for the last 2 years. So.
Which you take into account, but I think the way that
strength and conditioning staff, maybe they need it.
They did. They completely got renewed this year. Apparently, we sacked them all.
I mean,
so yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, we're at least trying to make a change. I like Don Pike as our president. He's already made. CEO, sorry, yeah, and he already changed so we have a banner now at home games instead of some eagle you walk at. And he changed our club song back.
Really?
We bought the old club song back, which I was sorry
about.
Yeah, we bought the old club
song back. News. That's you've heard that first.
That's huge.
Which I was so happy about.
That's great.
Because I'm hoping I didn't mind the Birds of Tokyo song.
It's not a theme song, though. Like, it's good as like a club.
It was like a marketing ad. It made me, and I was like,
But it's not good at went like pre-game.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you became a shocking team as soon as you...
Well, we got that song like the season after we won the premiership.
Yeah, it was all downhill from there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I reckon you're going to be good this year then, mate, if you've got rid of the song.
Never know, mate. Harley Reid, Carras, top four.
Get around him. All right, well, Ethan, mate, the Bombers. What's a pass mark for you, mate?
Oh, same as every year. Just middle third of ladder. Absolute mediocrity. Anywhere from 6th to 12th, and the club will be like, oh, we're back. And then they'll sell this false hope to the members and then bait me again into buying another membership, which I fell for again. And next year they'll be like, just outside the 8th, but still be the middle third again. It's always the middle third. Yeah, anywhere from 6th to 12th.
Is it just permanently set at every season is a fail until you win a final?
Yeah. Like, I mean, story on this. Well, I was like, it's 19 years. It's going to be 20, like, 2 decades if we don't win this year. And, like, something that made me, like, I knew it was old, like, that it could bet and drink and smoke the finals throughout. It can do all of that. But, like, I was at work the other month, like, and this 18-year-old, was talking about it, and he's like, you know, playing for Lawn Dolphins and the Otway League, and Ed Curno is the coach there this year, and this kid, he goes for, he's 18, he's like, not kidding, well, he goes for Carlton, and he's so excited to be playing under his, like, childhood hero, finally, at Lawn, but then he said he wasn't even alive 19 years ago, and he wasn't alive in 2004, this kid's like, patrolling the beach, it was like a lifeguard, and I was like, oh, gee, like, yeah, he's not a kid anymore, and he hasn't even seen an Essendon finals win, so... if we were to find it, it would be like a flag. The lid will be off. Can you imagine the scenes? But it'll be bigger than Richmond.
Can't imagine it because it's never going to happen, mate.
Yeah. It's my fantasy, though. I dream.
Maybe one day, mate. Well, Jamie, yours interesting, mate. The Bulldogs. What is the pass mark for the Dogs?
2024. I think, unfortunately, the pass mark will probably be top four. Especially for Bevo.
But they never make top four, and in the nicest way possible, though. Like, but no, but they've been really good when they haven't.
Yeah, I just don't think if we don't make top four.
But what if they get in a run again, like the way they do, and make it to a prelim, and then they come top four anyway?
Yeah, I mean, it could happen, but I think if we finish like fifth or sixth and then lost first final, I think Bevo would still be in trouble.
So. Thing is though, like, Bevo was the best thing to have in the Bulldogs in half a century, and if they sack him, it's giving me another 50 years till the next one.
I mean, I don't know why you think that, but
anyway. Well, he was the best thing to ever have, because there been
any. Yeah, I'm seeing with our list, like, yeah, top four's not on
the list. Is your list that good though? Because people can always say, oh, the list is so good, but if the list isn't performing, is it always the coach's fault? Maybe the list just is overrated, mate.
Yeah, but the coach takes responsibility.
I get it. They do, but do you think...
Is that right?
Yeah, do you think the...
I mean, yeah, how long's Bevo been there?
But do you... How many... He's got you to two grand finals, and as Ethan would
say... The consistency of, like,
yeah,
never
but we
making
haven't
top
never
four
made top
has
four.
To have something to do with Bevo.
We've never made top four.
That's not his style, though. He's like a surfer dude.
Yeah,
he used to be really chill. He's not anymore.
Yeah.
He was, like...
He's a bit tired and sad.
It was an absolute breath of fresh air when he started.
Yeah,
he was like Craig McRae back then.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's like 30 years
yeah.
into the Dodgers.
Yeah, it's true. It's sad. It's sad.
But, no, I think, mate, big Riley Sanders. New recruit's looking very good, so...
You've been sending me photos of him.
Yeah, no, I think top four is going to be tough, but realistic, so we'll see.
Interesting. All right. Yeah, and I guess for Collingwood, it's kind of a weird thing. The season after you win a premiership, what is the pass mark? I mean, you'd almost say another premiership, because otherwise it's just a worse season than what you had. But at the same time, whatever happens this year, I don't think... Collingwood supporters will be too upset because we're lucky enough to win the flag. Do you think that's a fair take?
Yeah.
I think grand final would be the A.
Yeah.
And if you make top eight and do better than Geelong did, like that's...
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a pass. Yeah, probably, yeah. No premiership hangover. We'll take that. All right. Well, moving on from that then, I'd like to hear everyone's guess for the spoon, first of all. Let's start with you, Ethan. Who's it going to be, mate?
Unpopular one, but I'm definitely not the only one. Richmond Tigers. I'm saying it there now.
Don't rate Uzo, mate.
No, like, he seems like a good guy. It's just the list and I'm just saying it. Like, I'm just being a bit edgy with that one.
Jeez.
Well, I mean, like it was a 1-point loss to Essendon that ended Damien Hardwick's career. So, they're a bit rattled down the line.
I think... To be fair, Dusty's looked good though in their preseason. From what
yeah,
I've
so has everyone. I mean, training the house.
Yeah, like they say every year.
That's been
interesting. Richmond. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll check in at the end of the year, like we always do, mate, and see how that one holds up.
Can we just bask in the glory of? I don't think we've said this on air yet. I before the season, this time last year, I tipped Brisbane for the flag, and Zach Bradley for Norm Smith. Quarter time, I was extremely happy. It was looking very likely quarter time grand final. And then it all, like it nearly happened. So
that's a good
my prediction is it could come.
Put some respect on his name, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I said it, there you go.
You did. Josh, who's the spoon, mate? Is it could it be that club that you've got the scarf next to?
It's such a hard question because my team is like a very high chance of getting it.
You guys said Essendon last year.
But I don't know. Like I think Hawks will be a bit better. I mean I feel like North most likely outside of us.
I just didn't say
North.
I didn't want to be basic, but
yeah.
It's probably them.
Let's be honest.
I think North have a bit more upside than people give them credit for, to be completely honest.
they've got a lot. Well, the media are hyping up all their youngsters, all the rising star, not eligible nominees.
And now, well, now they've actually got a recruit that's going to stay with them because Sheasel just signed that huge deal.
And Nick Larkey, genuinely good player. As
I reckon they are not going to go as poorly as everyone says.
Imagine if they could supply Nick Larkey the scores they'd be kicking.
Yeah,
I mean, if he goes down, they're in trouble.
Yeah, I just think
they already are in trouble.
I don't know.
Well, then what who are you predicting if you don't think it's North then?
Probably West Coast, mate.
Oh.
I don't think that's a controversial take. Yeah,
everyone thinks West Coast.
I think that's probably an easy get out prediction, but I'll say West Coast. Someone had to. Jamie?
Yeah, I was going to say West Coast.
Everyone's predicting.
So,
all the ladder predictions I see on like
mate.
Fox Footy and stuff are all West Coast.
I hope it's not West Coast. Hope it's a few other teams.
As long as we win more than two games.
Alright, well,
the past one.
let's move on then and let's give our guess for the premiers for 2024. And you can't say your own team.
Mate.
I'm gonna go stick with my guns and go Brisbane Lions again. And if we're going for Norm Smith, Zach Bailey will stick with that. Next.
Jamie, thoughts, mate?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say Brisbane as well. I just really want them to win it this year.
They've been
pretty sad last year, I'm not going to lie. So
on consistency of top four finishes, they deserve it.
It's a little bit bad for them, to be honest. So, yeah, wouldn't mind seeing them.
Rob, you're nodding sarcastically.
Oh, no.
You say your own team.
I haven't actually given much thought to this before recording.
Yeah, it's been like you wrote the run sheet.
You know what? I'm just going to throw in the Adelaide Crows.
Interesting.
Because I think they are an underrated team, a highly underrated team, and you could say whatever results. You know, but I think they've actually got starting to get the list there. I think they'll be so hungry after they got robbed. And I think they may possibly give it a crack. I mean, it's hard to say, they're untried, but I don't know. I just feel like so often media will always just pick somebody from the top four the previous year, but often I don't think that is what actually happens.
Well, if Adelaide don't win it this year, then they won't win it for a while because this is probably the last year Tex will be at his maximum.
Yeah.
They don't really have any other good kick forwards.
Phil Thorpe comes good or something.
But he's, who knows, he's an unknown quantity.
But he looked good, he looked good. Tex looked good last year, so if he didn't keep up that.
Yeah, but like, he's probably,
McGovern swept Phil Thorpe under the carpet in the pre-season down there.
Did he?
Yeah.
Trading the house down.
That's alright, mate, it's pre-season. good research though, Kemp. What about you, Kemp? Who's winning the flag, man?
I have a bit of a left field one. I think the granny is going to be a Sydney Derby.
Whoa.
And I have, for the second year in a row, I have a second year coach winning it, GWS.
Ooh.
They're my runner up.
The Grizz.
Oh, I think Sydney are a genuine big chance as well, but I think GWS will.
I just don't want to see a Sydney Derby grand final. I don't know. I mean, it would be great for the game.
A lot of people would rather a Sydney Derby grand final than Collingwood beat it.
100%. Collingwood Carlton would
word
be
on the street.
Surely you would admit you would love to watch Collingwood Carlton as a neutral fan.
I hate it. I don't want either team to ever win a premiership.
I guess so, because then they'll be the greatest ever. Currently, it's Collingwood Carlton Essendon equal in history, and then the next flag wins the ultimate.
Yeah,
I know you guys aren't getting it. So.
Yeah, I think Kemp. That's not actually that cool, mate. I think that could
They've got good recruits at Sydney as well.
100%.
Brody.
If they can play well.
Yeah. I think it's not actually that left field.
All right.
Brownlow, I guess quickly, boys. Who's winning it? I'm gonna say Dacos. Sorry, I'm just getting.
You can't say your own team.
No, Nick Dacos.
Is this a rule for this one?
Hey, Brownlow, you can pick anyone. Brownlow, Nick Dacos, this is his year.
After the robbery of Mont, mate.
Well, I'm not tipping Mont. It's Bont's year because
Bont was robbed. It's been robbed, buddy.
Neil was robbed when Cripps won it. Then Bont was robbed when Neil won it. So it's Bont's turn this year.
Neil won this. How many Brownlows he won?
Yeah.
Two.
How's Neil won two?
He doesn't deserve
to. He Cripps robbed him the year before, though.
To be fair, the Brownlow's a piss tag award.
So I should get it. Let's be honest, mate. What do you think, Kim?
Based on my granny prediction, I've got to go with a Sydney player, like one of the Sydney team players. So either Goulden or Green. Maybe Tom Green.
Whoa.
That's interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Has Tom Green polled well before?
He always polls well. I think he's polled like double digits a few times, but not close to it.
The only thing is Goulden, however you say his name, Goulden, might steal his vote, so.
If they're different teams.
Different teams.
Oh, sorry.
See, I don't even know. I thought you were saying, I thought it was a Sydney.
No, I think it'll be a Sydney.
I didn't even know that as a bloke.
So, if that's the final, then the ground will be presented outside of Melbourne. Like interstate.
Yeah, same as this year.
There we go.
Shows how irrelevant those GWS players are.
That's spun from me.
All right. Now, to finish off, let's talk about the opening round.
Oh. I'm not a fan. Who does the scheduling at the AFL? Because it was meant to coincide with the Vegas round.
Yeah,
NRL.
And that's the.
And then they've cooked the dates. Yeah, it's already happened.
Yeah.
But is the NRL starting?
Has that already happened?
No, it's happened. The Vegas round has already happened.
Last weekend.
Yeah, and the NRL, guess what? It's back.
Yeah.
And there's a game in Melbourne this weekend.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, like, the NRL now have free reign on Melbourne this Friday night. So,
and I think I sort of didn't even piece together, but there's actually only two AFL games in Sydney. Correct me if I'm wrong this week.
Yeah, two in Queensland.
Yeah.
So is that really that much? I don't, because surely there'd be some weekends where there is two games in Sydney because GWS and Sydney play home games. And I don't think, you know, just because it's opening round, I don't think that's going to appeal to your random neutral New South Wales.
The only way it would have worked is if there was no NRL in town, but there is NRL in town. So whoever does the scheduling, sack them. They should be the West Coast to start. Get rid of them. Seriously, that is as bad as it gets.
Are there more rounds this year? Or?
Yeah, same. It's because of the gather round. There's an extra round.
Yeah.
But these teams get an extra part.
It's
too long. Why is the season starting so early?
We love it. You know,
I don't rate it. It's funny, so
I agree.
My son and mum was like, "Oh, I'm off for a podcast." I was like, "Footy season already?" He's like, "Yeah, every weekend till the end of September, it's starting." It's how good though. Don't we love that?
I think. I kind of wish we had. I think this is the 1 year being a premiership winning side. This is the 1 year I want it to go longer because I'm just happy to bask in glory for another few weeks, mate.
I just don't like the footy season starting. But you're not excited because your team's not actually playing.
Yeah, that's true. It kills a bit of excitement.
Yeah, like, I get why they've done the round, but now you've said that, it kind of is pointless.
I mean, I just assumed, they'll play like another few neutral games in Sydney, like gather round kind of thing. Like even if it wasn't a full gather round, but just have one extra game or another extra game where you get two big Melbourne clubs to go up and play there.
Well, now the NRL's on, that'd be even more of a fizzer.
Yeah, I know. It just seems to be, seems to be a bit of a disaster. All right, gents. So, opening round predictions to finish off. First, we've got Sydney and Melbourne. And in Max Gawn's words, I heard him say this, the game that no one asked for as the opening game of the season. Max Gawn said this, and I agree with him.
All right, I respect that.
So do I.
I hate it.
To be fair, it's better than bloody Richmond Club.
That would be good, though.
It's a tradition.
I don't know. Yeah,
it's always a terrible game.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, though, but...
so this is better.
Melbourne fans...
At least we get to see
good Melbourne and Dogs fans didn't turn up for Melbourne... Melbourne Dogs.
Melbourne is the most fair weather supporters, and the Bulldogs don't have many fans.
That was the last time...
talking about football quality. I don't want to see bloody Richmond Carlton.
Yeah, but that was the last time when they actually changed it up and had you guys open the season. And they only like 55k turned up to the G. Shocking, man.
Who cares, man? It was a Wednesday night.
For the opening game, you want it to be a packed-out stadium.
Man, I couldn't care as long as it's good football.
Yeah, but you
need a vibe though. Do you want the COVID stadium?
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Put it on the TV, man. I'll let the football do the talking, man.
But so this guy doesn't care. I don't worry about all this guy doesn't
need the crowd. Mate, the crowd.
So you'd rather the prelim be played up at Giant Stadium rather than the MCG?
The prelim?
Where Collingwood won by the points. It was an absolute... Like, atmosphere so good.
Yeah.
The scenes.
If you could just pick random stadiums. Yeah.
Should they play? If GWS had the home game for that, would you rather it be up in Western
Sydney? They deserve the home game.
Oh, yeah.
If they deserve it, yes. But I think we're just talking about for spectacle. Surely we can agree. Yeah. It's better if it's a packed out stadium.
Yeah, but I'd take good football over that.
Yeah.
If it's a shocking game.
I just think, as much as we love footy, when we were watching in COVID, no matter how quality the game is, when it's empty stands there, but it's not COVID,
there's still fans.
You're much more on the spectacle than the footy than a lot of people are, but yes.
That's true. But,
yeah. Do you watch the football, mate?
I'm too busy.
People watching.
You're out.
That's tip though.
Yep, sorry. Okay. Yeah, so... All right, Jamie, who's winning?
I'm going to tip Sydney for this one.
Yep, fair call. So am I, Sydney.
Swans for me. Surprise, it's very...
Even though I have them for the granny, I'm actually tipping Melbourne, because I think it'll take the Swannies a few games to gel for their new players.
So you reckon Melbourne are going to respond to the controversy with a huge opening win there?
Is that one? I don't think they're going to smack him, but I think they'll win.
tough trip.
I just think it'll take Sydney a couple games to gel, and then they'll be off to the races.
Okay.
Brisbane, Carlton. It's at Brisbane though, so I'm going to tip Brisbane.
The Gabatoir, they don't lose there.
Yeah,
I'm hoping for like an 80
repeated the even made the pies up there last year.
Yeah.
Undefeated.
Shocked. I'd be shocked for Brisbane.
Yeah, I mean, Brisbane don't lose.
And I mean, the rule of opening round tipping or first round tipping is you always tip the home team.
Is that such a hard round?
Generally, that's what you stick to.
Is it worth it?
Although
I think last year,
the interstate travel though, it's not as much of a factor because every team is fresh running on top of the ground.
That's true. But I feel like it's always unpredictable how a team's going to go, and I just think the safest bet in opening round is normally to stick with the home team. Yeah. That being said, I'll never tip against Collingwood, so pies for me and Collingwood GWS boys.
That's almost the game of the round, the last one.
You just skip again?
Yeah, we'll go to that after this.
I've got the Giants. Because I really want them to win.
Yeah, I've got the Giants too.
Look, I think they'll just be so salty after the prelim. It's going to be a very tough game.
I'll go with Collingwood because it's going to be close. And Collingwood just win the close games. Collingwood will win by less than a goal.
I hope you're right, mate. Because I'm going up to Sydney. So, yep, going up for the game.
Wow.
So, won't be too...
Good stadium.
Yeah.
I've never been there before.
You have? For the prelim. So, it'll be interesting to see. I can actually give an opinion on the stadium after I've been there.
Slightly different atmosphere.
To be fair, though, the Sydney Collingwood prelim was one of the best AFL atmospheres I've ever been to. Ever. Like, that was unbelievable.
The one where you lost by a point.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. Atmosphere. You boys are just laughing. Imagine if Collingwood lose by a point.
Would have been a long bus ride back.
Thankfully, I was flying back.
Oh, the bus ride up.
Yeah, I got the bus ride up and the plane back, thankfully. And to end on a bit of a fizzer again, but, Gold Coast and Richmond, boys. I'm tipping the Suns in this, actually.
Oh, gee.
Gotta pick the Suns.
Isn't there the new coach rule or something where the new coach...
They do often win their first game. If the Suns are any sniff of finals, they've got to be beating Richmond.
Especially since I've tipped Richmond for the spoon, so it's got to be
Yeah, you can't tip them.
if
Richmond.
It would be classic Suns to come out and lose this match.
It would be a decade.
You can't trust it till you see it.
They always start faster, don't they?
Not theoretically, but.
So surely.
And every... Like, things that... Death taxes and inevitable things. It's like, every single win is the best win in their history.
The best win in their history.
In their history.
Yeah, 1 point win.
Yeah. Like Ben King's going to be a Hall of Famer because he'll be the best forward in their history.
All right, lads. So, thank you very much for tuning in, watching the first we've filmed in person, first podcast. Did you boys have a good time? You enjoyed that?
Yeah.
It was great to be back.
And, if you like what you saw, please consider leaving us a comment. Hopefully maybe throughout the season we might record a few more of these. Boys, anything else you want to add before we finish up?
Just give us 5 stars on Spotify.
It helps. You know it. And shout out to Travels Talk, mate, your podcast.
It's coming back.
Yep, this guy, he runs a travel podcast with some great guests. So yeah, check that out everywhere.
Like yourself.
Yeah, Hesse has had an episode on there. Check out his.
There's a good one.
Yeah, has also been on the Weekly Barrels.
Yes,
also been on Travels Talk.
Yes, he has. Big Jack Bailey, that's a good episode.
Where is Jack Bailey?
He finished work at 6 o'clock tonight, so he's got an excuse.
Anyway, thank you all for tuning in. Yeah, make sure you engage with us. Let us know your thoughts. And we'll see you in the next one. We love footy and go Pies.
What an episode.
Good stuff, lads.
Thanks, fellas.
We got into it once. It was pretty funny to start trying to get used to it.
's running out of the hourglass. Majacek, long kick down the wing for Collingwood. Andrews moves a few out of the way. Cox knocks it down to Hoskin Elliott, kicks it back inboard, side by side, step by step. McRae's Magpies are